www.vic.org.au and navigate to the accommodation notices page in the sidebar menu. From there, you can browse current vacancies and housemate listings, or submit your own and keep up to date with pertinent information in the world of housing and rentals.
That's 4zzz.org.au to find the accommodation notices page in the sidebar menu, or email accomnotices at 4zzz.org.au anytime.
Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Hannah and Chloe with your 8am Zlines.
The Queensland Government has, in local news, the Queensland Government has launched a commission of inquiry into the child safety system led by former federal court judge Paul Anastasiou. Queensland Premier David Crisafulli said the inquiry is essential to expose the failures of the previous Labor government and will take the steps others have been afraid to take because it is the right thing to do. In the lead up to the 2024 state election campaign, Mr. Crisafulli promised to spend millions of dollars into improving the child safety system. But findings from that year's census warrants an in-depth investigation, said Amanda Cram, the Minister for Families. The Commission will produce recommendations for improvement at the end of the investigation, which will run for 17 months. Brisbane's home vacancy rate is under scrutiny once again, as data shows that over 6,700 dwellings are empty and unused during the housing crisis. The data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics shows that most suburbs within the Greater Brisbane area have around 200 to 400 empty homes, with CBD and Newstead having the most, at over 400. A third of all Queenslanders rent, and the median rent in Brisbane reached a record $650 per week this year. In national news, young Australians are turning to artificial intelligence chatbots as a form of therapy amid federal government's cuts to a number of subsidised mental health sessions in 2022. Professor of Neuroscience at the University of New South Wales, Joel Pearson, said while there have been some studies showing positive mental health outcomes for the use of AI chatbots, he warns that young people need to be careful when using AI. Disability support worker Emma Sauvage, who uses the AI chatbot in conjunction with a psychologist, says the conversations with ChatGPT help lower the cost of accessing mental health support.
Yesterday saw thousands across Australia marching to commemorate the Nakba. Nakba, which means catastrophe in Arabic, refers to the violent displacement and mass murder of Palestinian people in the 1948 Palestinian War. 750,000 Palestinian Arabs had their land dispossessed, and during this war, thousands were killed. Organisers of these rallies note that the recognition of the Nakba is particularly important in the midst of the current war. Over the past few days, a bombardment of deadly strikes have been launched on Gaza in the midst of ceasefire discussions. Former US President Joe Biden has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer. In a statement from his personal office, Biden is said to have received his diagnosis last Friday after experiencing urinary symptoms. Although the cancer has reportedly spread to the bones, Biden's office have stated that they believe that it can be effectively managed as the cancer appears to be hormone sensitive. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of morning showers as well. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is low and a UV index is predicted to reach a 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.